This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held at Bhubaneswar. Discussions are being mainly held on cybercrime, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also present in the conference. The conference is focusing on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies, with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. The state government in Rajasthan is set to introduce a bill in the upcoming assembly session to contain forceful religious conversions in the state. The draft of the Rajasthan Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Bill 2024 was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma last night. State Parliamentary Affairs Minister Jogaram Patel said that the bill proposes that if someone wants to convert into another religion, the person will have to give an application to the district magistrate 60 days in advance. He said that if it is found that the conversion is not forced or under any temptation, then the applicant will be allowed to go ahead with it. He said that after this bill becomes law, no person or institution will be able to convert a person by using misinterpretation, fraud, force, undue influence. Delhi BJP will launch a Parivartan Yatra from 8th of this month for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdev said that this will be a Padyatra which will simultaneously begin from all the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies and cover 1 state assembly constituency each day. Party leaders and workers will interact with local citizens, RWAs and senior citizens, highlighting the AAP-led Delhi government's alleged failure in fulfilling the aspirations of the people in the national capital. The Yatra is likely to continue till the 20th of this month. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. Regarding the arrest of his party MLA, Naresh Balyan, Mr. Kejriwal said that Balyan is the victim of a gangster, Kapil Sangwan, as he was receiving ransom calls from the gangster. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdev today hit out at the AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with an extortion case and alleged conversation between arrested AAP MLA Naresh Balyan and gangster Kapil Sangwan alias Nandu. Cyclonic storm Fengal, which made landfall near Puducherry late last night, has remained stationary for the past 6 hours. Currently, the system is positioned near Puducherry, approximately 30 kilometres north of Kudalur, 40 kilometres east of Viluppuram and 120 kilometres south-southwest of Chennai. According to the latest forecast from the Chennai Regional Meteorological Centre, Fengal is expected to move slowly westwards and weaken into a deep depression within the next 6 hours. In a social media post, the regional head of the Met Department, Dr. S. Balachandran, informed that due to the prevailing situation, rains are bound to continue between Mamallapuram, Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur, Chengalpet, Ranipet, Viluppuram, Kudalur and Puducherry. In badminton, Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand have clinched the women's doubles title in Syed Modi International Tournament at Lucknow. The Indian team defeated Chinese duo Bao Li Qing and Li Qiang 21-18, 21-11 in the final today. Meanwhile, the women's singles final between two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu and China's Wu Liu Yu is underway. And that is the end of this news bulletin.